So I got a question. I'm going to give you a name. Mm-hmm. You give me an answer and we'll discuss it. Would you play him? That's the question. Would you play him? I give you a name. You answer, we discuss. First name here. As we don't expect the majority of the starters to play in this game. None of them for the Bears. Most of them for the Texans. Would you play him? Jalen Petrie. Where are y'all at on this? Santiago, I want you on this too. Lopez, Santiago, would y'all play Jalen Petrie? 713-572-4610 is how you get in. Also, interact on the YouTube and Twitch chats. I want to hear from all of y'all.
Yeah.
Would you play Jalen Petrie tonight?
100%. Not even blink. He's got a new position. I mean, I know he's played there before. He's been in there in some situations and stuff. Dude's not a safety anymore. He's a nickel. And he's running with the first team, but I don't think anybody in this room is going to say, oh, he's definitely the first, the best nickel out there.
No.
Not yet.
So, yeah, man, I don't.
In a heartbeat.
Santiago, I'm curious of your answer to
this. I'd be like Adam Splane,
100%.
100%. 100%. 100%. And like Lopez said, he has a new position. I want to see how he looks at that nickel position with the Texans. Like, I want to see. Even if they it's for just see. A drive, even if it's just for one drive, one series, whatever, like that's fine. That's all. Just once.
So y'all know I'm not shy about being a biased fan in favor of Jalen Petrie. Always tell you guys this, but I don't see how there's any other answer here.
Yeah, I know.
Like I know y'all said 100%, and I hate when people are like 150%. It's like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah,
but like that. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, like, it is that far. And I'll even go further with this.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all both justified this with the new position thing.
Yeah.
I'd want to see my man even at his old position.
Sure.
Because you remember how that was going? The reason why he's not at that position
anymore?
I mean, he won't be,
yeah.
Right. But you see what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't give a damn what position they playing him
even
at.
If he was, yeah.
If that's somebody that they want to be a significant part of their team, starter, rotational player, you know, whatever role, I feel like he needs to be out there.
Yeah.
Safety, slot corner, hybrid linebacker,
yeah,
dime package line. What, I don't give a damn what position the man is playing. I feel like he needs to be out there. And I love him to death, but I want to see him play tonight. I absolutely want to see Jalen Petrie play tonight, wherever they put him.
We've seen it a million times. He can get to the ball. He doesn't always finish. He doesn't always make the tackle. He can get to, he can make some plays and be in position, and then sometimes he gets smoked. Well, let's see what you can do now in a new spot.
It's kind of an enigma, really, because you're trying to figure out, or at least I'm trying to figure out, what's wrong with him. Because he does seem to have, like,
to the ball.
Well, at the same time, like kind of how you just mentioned.
Yeah.
He's got a nose for the ball, a knack for the ball, but also seems to be lacking it at the same time at times.
Yeah.
It's a very, very curious thing. Very much a boom or bust type of player right now.
Yeah.
Can make plays for you and can also give them
up. And at that position, it's even more of a premium. You know, he'll be blitzing some more. He'll be up on the line of scrimmage some more. He'll be covering slot guys some more. Boy, you better finish. You know, you got to finish.
I tell you this, Lopez. I hope D'Amico's got some dust for my boy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Pixie dust.
I hope he's got some of that D'Amico pixie dust to sprinkle on my boy.
Yeah.
Because there's a football player in there somewhere.
There is.
I'm not trashing my dude.
That's what's most frustrating about it.
Yeah, I'm not trashing my dude at all. I was excited about him coming, even though he missed all those tackles in his rookie season and inexplicably led the team in tackles because they were just such a terrible team.
Yeah,
I was excited for him going into last year in year one of D'Amico, so that was a letdown and it didn't exactly pan out the way that we wanted it to. But there's no question to me. I put his name on here just because I don't know where he fits in the hierarchy or in the pecking order.
Well, I mean, technically, if he's a starter, he won't play, but he should.
Well, that's what I'm – that's my point.
Yeah.
I don't know if he is.
Like I don't think they know.
He's on the depth chart listed as the starting safety.
Yeah.
I don't think we believe that.
Yeah.
The eye test from watching practice indicates he could become the starting slot guy, but I don't really necessarily believe that. So what is he?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Yeah.
Let me give you another name. Juice Scruggs. We are both high on Juice Scruggs, and he is obviously and clearly a starter, but hasn't played much center in the NFL, if at all. To my recollection, should Juice Scruggs play tonight?
0% chance for me. It is such an important position. You're right. He hadn't played a whole lot of center, but boy, you know, he came in some weird, very challenging circumstances. As a young player, the starter Questenberry got hurt. He gets thrown in there. Others are vying for the position, and frankly, did well. He's your starting center. Don't mess around. He's got experience. He's been in NFL environments. I would say, just put that ball cap on.
About you, Santiago.
That's CJ Stroud center. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
No need to see him.
That's a good point. It's not just like it's the familiarity, you know, and all that stuff. It's not just, hey, maybe see a few more reps. No, let's just protect everything there has to do with the CJ Stroud.
So I'm with everything y'all just said. I'll add this, though.
Mm-hmm.
When did Juice Scruggs get hurt last year?
Was that a preseason?
Was it not that last preseason game against the Saints? I was going through a lot at the time, if y'all remember.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's how that went down.
Yeah.
I feel like preseason is the whole reason why they lost Juice Scruggs in the beginning of the year to begin with.
Yeah.
I don't want to repeat that. Like, mm-hmm. I do think that there could be some value in him playing,
mm-hmm.
and so I would understand that, but I absolutely would not do it. I'm right there with y'all. I'm good. I feel comfortable with Juice Scruggs at center, feel comfortable where he's
at. Final preseason game against the Saints.
Yeah, that's how it went down.
Yeah.
So, like, hey, if CJ, to Santiago's point, if Stroud's out there, okay, you can have him out there. If he ain't, I don't need him.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm good. Like, again, understand why you might do it because he hasn't had as much experience there as you would have liked to him have had,
mm-hmm.
given that you drafted him in the second round to be your center and ended up having to play guard last year and was hurt and all of that. But nah, I'm good on no Juice Scruggs. So far, we want to see Jalen Petrie.
Yes.
But we're good with Juice Scruggs putting on that ball cap as he is what Santiago said,
CJ Stroud center.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Throw another name out there. We discussed this earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. Let's bring it back. Kenyon Green.
I'm telling you, man. I wouldn't be surprised to see him. I would not be surprised to see him. So much on the line. So far to go because he has been injured. He's been out of shape. He's been questioned in terms of just how much he loves this game. He's come back doing the job, looking better, has been, you know, anointed as the starter at left guard, which would tell you maybe don't play him. I would play him. I would play him. At least a series or two. Let's see what you got. It's just everything's a test for him right now. Like, there are established starters on the offensive line, but Kenyon Green is not one of them. Like, locks. He's not a lock. He is. He's there right now, but he's not a lock.
See, I think those are two different things, what you just said, though.
Yeah.
A lock and an established starter. Not to split hairs with you, but I will. He is a lock, but it's more so, it's not necessarily just as much about him as it is about everything else in that room. Mm-hmm. I was talking about this on the drive yesterday with Clinton Run.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is a lock, but I agree with you that he's not.
You think he's a lock that he's going to be a starting left guard?
Yeah, man.
I think he's got a lot to prove.
We've been out there. I agree with that, but I think those are two different things. We've been out there, Lopez.
No.
Who you got? Who you got over?
No, they're running him out with the first
just
team.
Just say it like he's.
But they've also started Kendrick Green.
Look, if Kendrick Green was taking this job, I feel like we would have heard that by now. The same way that Kamari Lassiter is taking his.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if Kendrick Green was noticeably and demonstrably better than Kenyon Green,
mm-hmm.
I don't think they would have been shy about letting on to that.
Yeah.
So, I feel like he's winning that job right now. Where are you at, Santiago?
Last time we saw Kenyon Green play was preseason game against the Saints, right?
If I'm not mistaken. He did play in the preseason last year, yes.
I got to see him out there.
Yeah, I got to see him out
there. I mean, everybody's been raving about how he looks good, how he looks he's slimmer, you know, all that stuff. I got to see him out there.
Yeah.
I got to see him with pads on against the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Just let's see if everything everybody's been hyping about, let's see if it's true.
This is the one where I'm most conflicted,
mm-hmm.
honestly, because I think he needs to be out there. Like, I just flat out forget what I want to see. I think he needs to be out there. I just flat out think he needs to play.
Mm-hmm.
But my boy be getting injured.
Yeah.
Like, my boy, the whole reason why we're here, I understand he underperformed as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
But he came into the league injured.
Yeah.
stayed injured all year as a rookie. We didn't talk a lot about it because he was out there getting worked, and we were just talking about what we were seeing on the field.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't never right.
Yeah.
Kenyon Green ain't been right yet.
Yeah.
Until now.
Mm-hmm.
Until now. So, yeah, I want to see him play. I think just straight up, forget what we want. I think he needs to be out there and should play. But I get protecting dude a little bit. He be injured, man.
He be injured.
Dude be injured. So I feel uncomfortable talking about putting an offensive lineman in bubble wrap. So I don't want to say that. But I don't want dude to get injured.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want dude to get, especially not at the damn Hall of Fame game. So, yeah, he should get some preseason snaps. He should play more than his counterpart on the right side. Like, he needs to play way more than Shaq Mason does in this, you know, in his preseason. But tonight, I'd be okay if they didn't want their left guard, who they didn't play last year because he be injured all the time, if they didn't want to subject him to possible injury. Last one here. One more name. Kamari Lassiter. A starter who has not played any NFL football. Would you play him tonight?
I would. This is my... the one I'm most conflicted on.
Okay.
I know that kid wants to be on the field. He's still a rookie. He's going to be a starter. I think he's looking pretty damn good. I mean, we can't get ahead of ourselves too much, but he's looking pretty damn good. That said, this is one where, and this is kind of a cop-out, I know. If I were D'Amico or Matt Burke or whomever, I'd sit with him and say, do you want to play? Because he's been chomping at the bit to get on in a real game. They've been doing all these things.
What if he says no?
If he says no, then don't play him. Like, because, yeah.
I mean, yeah, don't play him, I guess. If he says no, absolutely don't play him.
Yeah.
But does that not change your opinion about him a little bit?
He's not going to say no. He's not going to say no. He deserves at least one series. I've seen enough at camp. There are going to be other preseason games to find out more. But if he wants to get out there, his entire life has been built around getting in an NFL uniform in under the lights in a real game in front of real fans. I would give him a series.
Watch you, Santiago.
Yes, I want to see him out there. At the end of the day, he's a rookie. And I know it's just like, oh, well, rookie, this rookie. You want to see him out there. And as I said earlier, the jitters, man. Those jitters. You want to get him out early. And why not do it today?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see him. I want to see. I get that he's a starter, you know, listed at the top of the depth chart. I want to see him. Mm-hmm. I want to see all the rookies. Every rookie. I don't care where they fall on the depth chart. I don't care how many times we've mentioned their name or not mentioned their name on this show. I actually want to see every single rookie, specifically the drafted ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are a couple of undrafted ones. We talked about British Brooks. There are some others. But I want to see every member of the 2024 Texans draft class out there tonight playing against the Chicago Bears in the Hall of Fame game.